everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Good. Definitely in the midst of camp and keeping it rolling, trying to get better each and every day. Anybody got anything?
Jerry, you got Trent back out there today.
Yeah.
Good to get him on the field, get him back.
Yeah, good for Trent to be out on the field. And he looked pretty good, he really did. Hit a couple holes with good timing, so we were glad to have him.
Coach, you hear about when the new coaching staff comes in, you hear the term installation a lot. What exactly does that entail, and how does that translate to your work on the field and training camp?
Installation means teaching, teaching the system, teaching the terms. So we've been going through it this spring and just repeating it this summer. So the guys know it like the back of their hand, and they can play fast.
It seemed like before today there were very few interceptions. How has it been going as far as that goes so far in camp?
Today was a day that we'd definitely want to learn from. And as soon as we learn from it, we want to forget it because it wasn't the way you play winning football. So today we let the defense get their hands on too many footballs, that's for sure.
What do you envision Richardson's role potentially being with this team?
Well, I think that's going to evolve as we get going. We've got a number of weeks left, and we want him to contribute. We want to devise some plays that fit his strengths as well. But I think that's probably a question better answered down the road a little bit.
Reggie mentioned the other day that one of the reasons Taiwan's switched from defense back to running back was you had some designs on how to use him. What is it about his skill? He's done a lot on offense when he's been here. What is it about his skill set?
Well, he's got speed to burn, and he has done a nice job of learning our system. I feel like he has very few mental errors, and hard to replicate speed like that. It's hard to simulate in practice, so when he gets in the game, he could definitely have an advantage against some defenders.
Coach, during your career, you've seen an awful lot of different styles, a lot of different systems. You've seen the up-tempo, you run an high formation type offense. What kind of offense do you envision here? What kind of identity do you want this offense to have?
Well, we want to be an effective one. We want to end up in the end zone. But I think that's going to evolve over time, and we're still working through those stages. We're finding out what our guys are really good at now that we have the pads on. And we want to know what our guys can absorb. We don't want to put too many ingredients in the pot and dilute it too much. We want to be able to hang our hat on a few concepts and get good at them.
How is the right side of the offensive line? 37 on the left side, but how's the competition on the right side going along?
It's a spirited competition. Today, Menelik wasn't necessarily ready to go, so Austin got more reps at right tackle, and we're taking a look at a number of candidates there at right guard. So it's a good competition. Again, we're just kind of scratching the surface because we just put the pads on recently.
It's like Wofford has missed his first 6 days of camp.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a point where you're concerned that anyone's looking at him this much at training camp?
No, that's not preferred. You're correct. You can't make up those days you miss. So I know he's working hard to get healthy and get back out here. And so we're looking forward to that day.
Has it given Rivera a chance to kind of show more? What were your impressions about Michael so far?
Yeah, those guys have gotten more turns, whether it be Michael Rivera or Gabe Holmes. Those fellows have had to step up and get a greater load.
What do you like about Rivera? What have you seen from him?
Well, he's done a super job. He's terrific in the passing game. I know Coach Seeley really appreciates what he does on special teams as well.
What are your impressions of Crabtree so far? Above and beyond what you expected, about what you expected?
Well, I don't know what our expectations were. We know that he's a terrific talent, a terrific player. He and Derek definitely have established a rapport in the short time they've been together. And we love the fact that they're making plays in practice because we want to play the same way in the games. And, they're working hard. They've worked hard together. So glad that Michael's part of our team, for sure.
Hey, Coach, how does the Napa facility compare to the other training facilities you've coached at?
Well, it's terrific. A number of us coaches that have come from different places have really been appreciative of this setup and the format. We've got everything we need to win all the games we want to, so we're excited about being here.
How's the dynamic been working with Rob Moore and Mike Tice and Bernie Parmalee and yourself and coming together as a coaching staff and teaching these players?
We've got a terrific group of teachers, you're right. So a bunch of guys that have coached a number of different spots and played the game as well, so they can relate to different problems that take place, not just from visualizing from the sideline, but out there, you know, being part of it. So we've got a good group.
Will you call plays from the press box or the field?
We're going to start out with the field.
Is that the way you've always done it, or have you done it
both? Done it both.
watched Derek last year. What did you see as far as his ability to read coverages and something that's still a work in progress in your mind? How's that coming along?
I think it's a work in progress for all quarterbacks. You're always looking to improve your decision-making, your footwork, your delivery, your touch, your accuracy. And so Derek, again, is just starting off on his career. And he got a little taste of it last year as a rookie. So we're ready for him to get immersed in our system and we can develop him as well.
Is it pretty evident, even though he's in his second year, that he's come from this football background where his brothers kind of schooled him for several years? I mean, is he a little beyond what your normal second year guy?
Yes, I'd say that's an accurate assessment. He's definitely beyond. He's got a terrific feel for the game. He's got a passion for it. He's very thirsty for all the details about protections and coverages and all that stuff. So, yeah. Definitely above what you would expect, you know, from a young QB.
What is the next step for Derek in terms of on-field play that you saw on tape last year that you think he needs to improve on?
Well, he just needs to keep improving. I think every year, whether you're an 18-year guy or a second-year guy, you want to keep getting better in certain facets. And so Derek, again, is just starting out. He got a taste of it last year. He's got a good feel for the game. And so the more he can get out there with our current guys, whether it be Amari or Michael Crabtree or Clive Walford, they need to establish a rapport so they can be familiar with one another.
Has Amari Cooper been everything you hoped he would be?
Oh, you bet. Amari's working hard at it. I really appreciate his approach. He works hard in the drills, very attentive in the meetings, and I know we've got a good one there, so we're thankful to have him.
So far, it seems like Derek Carr and Crabtree, they have a really good rapport. They have a lot of chemistry. And, of course, there's a lot of expectations placed upon a guy like Amari Cooper being the top pick. Is it, are you bringing him along slowly, or is it just simply a matter of that's the chemistry that Derek and Crabtree have?
I think they have more experience at the pro level than Amari does at this stage. But Amari is right in step with him, and I know there's a good rapport between Derek and Amari as well. So it's great to have those two guys out there, plus with our tight ends that we talked about. Derek's got some good targets. Just got to keep working them.